This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer, an educational odyssey.
And welcome. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And we always are so excited when we have such a noted authority, one of the leading botanical experts in the country, Dr. Cass Ingram, come on and educate us, because he has been, of course, a prolific author, an educator, and a physician. And he has written a book that's called The Miracle of Wild Oregano. He also has a book about hemp, and we are always so excited because he really and truly, very few people give us the truth about hemp, and Dr. Cass Ingram does, and he talks about the years of how we are indebted to our ancestors and how they use this plant. And it's always so fun to hear about those stories. And welcome back. It's always a pleasure, Dr. Cass Ingram.
Hey, what's been going on? Don't stay such a stranger. How you doing?
Good.
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So go ahead. My question to you is, what wild oregano? Everybody knows the story that you single-handedly created this phenomenon about oregano in this country. And you did it to save your life. Many people may not be aware that you did it to save your own life.
Yep, that's right, because I had that IV needle stick and that sicko AIDS-like syndrome and cytomegalovirus and fulminant candida albicans and no hope and not a prayer and just a Hail Mary and not knowing what to do and all the prayer and the positive thinking and the, you know, IV vitamin C and nothing was happening. But the oregano, you know, pray and take your medicine too. The oregano, he took him out. I mean, it blew the thing right out of Dodge. It took 6 months. You know, it took me high doses, 200 drops twice a day and about 45 capsules of the Oregamax. There wasn't any Oregamax back then. It was just a powder. And that's all we had. So if you can hunt those things down, there's probably still in the marketplace. But, and then I didn't know this would happen. As I popularized this, of course, Purdue Chicken puts oregano in its feed line, and big pharmaceutical companies cropped up in the Netherlands. And it all started with me and Bob Atkins and a few other radio stations. We were chit-chatting and talking about it, and all of a sudden a New Yorker said, "Hey, we want that oregano oil." I said, "What? There isn't any." "Well, let me see about getting some." That's how it started.
How long ago was that?
95.
Okay, so we're talking, a lot of years ago.
Yeah, unfortunately, since that time, the Elements commercialized this, and the original maker of the wild oregano is still strong and hard, and people know about it. But they can't just go out and buy oil of oregano, because unfortunately now I have to warn everybody, there's synthetic oregano on the market. We already tested the synthetic. It killed the animals. I mean, a friend of mine, just so we know, I didn't intend this. I'm still sticking with the wild. I've been taking it for 30 years. A friend of mine, well, an associate, he uses the P73, the real original oregano oil. He uses it. But he wanted to save money for his dog. So he bought online, this was in 2003, he bought some oil of oregano claiming to be 85% carvacrol and more, all kind of things, and it was cheap. he fed it to his dog, even though he diluted it 10 parts to olive oil. I have the testimonial. It killed his dog. Dead dog. Feet up in the air.
Yeah.
And it killed the dog right away. You know, and you and I have been pounding this, but we know what to take. Gosh, the public hears
and
you have to take the real wild oregano to get the results for yourself, for your family, for your pets.
But what you have done,
I wouldn't have to spend.
What you have done is, what you have done is so brilliant, and you've written about it in your book, The Hemp Oil Miracle. Because
yes, and we're
when did you
with
first? So you've been
the crude hemp.
Okay, so tell me when this. When did you discover? When did you discover how powerful this crude hemp was, and when did this
The CBD and it made me feel stoned. It overwhelmed my system. I never smoked marijuana. I wasn't used to anything like that. And although it's not marijuana, okay, let's put that straight. And then I got some full spectrum crude extract from the Netherlands. This was 10 years ago, and it was fine. There were no issues. It didn't make you too calm, too tired, too weird. It just was perfect. And I discovered that oregano has the same active ingredient as hemp. So I pursued that. And it ended up being called hempanol with the oregano and hempanol without. That doesn't matter. But I've written the book about the historical use of hemp and hemp extract, which nobody's talking about. Everybody's talking about CBD. Well, that's okay, but why don't we talk about how hemp has been used for the last 10,000 years? Does anybody have any idea? I do. So it's slightly important. Otherwise, you end up having a butane
I would think
in your bloodstream. Yeah. Butane and propane.
And
want
you
some of that? I don't want
about
it.
No, I don't either.
Hemp and all, you know, for your regular nerves, and your nerves are shot, and your pain and all that. But we've had success with the PM version, which has the hops with the cannabis, right? And I was wound up. I found some trademark infringement and weird stuff and copyright infringement, and I was all wound up. I was wound up, and I couldn't get any kind of sleep. So I took like 6 of those, and it. Boom! Knocked me out! How do you think I wrote 30 books? I'm a miserable insomniac. And I just didn't want to just lay there and write for another 2 hours. So I'm going like, I got to get up in the morning. It just, for all this pain and agony of insomnia, it just knocks you out.
Yeah.
Then you don't know. You wake up nice and fresh. You know something? If I give a lecture for 2 hours, an erudite explanation about the history and the medicinal benefits, and I hardly ever have anybody say, Dr. Ingram, that's very interesting. I'd like to do more research and investigate this further. You know what? If people come up, is it okay if I take with my medication? Are there any side effects? When do I take it? How long do I take it? We have been trained.
Yeah.
Paranoid schizophrenic. Big Pharma has done that.
Yes, it's true.
We've been trained to worry about
it. I
want to
go back to you. Yes, yes. You always tell us those fascinating stories of the history of this medicinal plant. Now there are many plants. And by the way, FYI, this is
what?
You have been talking about this for months. About
yes, I have
the resin. I want to go back.
I've been saying for the last 10,000 years they used the resin. Nobody soaked it in ethanol. Nobody soaked it in acetone and washed it with fingernail polish acetone. Nobody ever did a propane extraction. Propane. That's what you fuel your golf carts and your RVs and weird stuff. Nobody ever used hexane, ever, until now. And if you're not careful, you will get a hexane extract. It ruins it. Oh, maybe you'll get a little benefit for pain, I don't know. But you lost 90%, you got 10%. Silly. Silly.
What they're saying today is wait a minute, we need to look at our plants again. We need to go back to the plants. And when we come back, Dr. Cass Ingram will fill us in on why all of a sudden plant medicine is becoming an in thing.
Yeah.
It's helping with the brain. It's all that good stuff is going on. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer. He's Cass Ingram. CassIngram.com. And how do people get the resin product? Tell us what the website is.
Well, that's a hempenol, the only one doing it now, the raw resin, hempenol regular and hempenol PM and all that. Oreganol.com.
And we'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions, 06604, is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our...
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores.
Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and we are in the middle of a fascinating conversation with Dr. Cass Ingram. He is a physician, a researcher, and noted authority when it comes to botanicals. And a few years ago, he started researching hemp and the raw version of it, and he has written about it in many books. And we're so thrilled he's with us today. I know that you have shared with us a little bit of the history of this resin, that the hemp resin. Can you share a little bit more about how far back do we go?
Yeah, so if we're going to use the ancient use and the historical use as a benchmark in the ethnobotany, how come we're not? Because when they said anoint, they meant ointment. So King Solomon was anointed. Nobody was sitting around praying and giving him something on his forehead. They did it for the health benefits. Ointment was given to him, precious ointment. The Christ Jesus in the apocryphal scriptures says precious ointments, meaning not precious, somebody's going to pray over them, precious in value. Valuable and medicinal and therapeutic. We got all skewed off in the wrong direction. We lost the practicality. You know? So they used cannabis with myrrh and other precious goods, because the richest society of all times was Queen Sheba and Solomon or whatever, and they were trading in frankincense and myrrh. But they were also trading in cannabis, okay? So they didn't process it. We're ruining it. We want to take the waxes, the smell, the terpenes, and blow off the odor and blow off the bitterness. Stupid. And follow the trend, which is becoming a billion-dollar industry, and not paying any attention to Look, there was an old Arabic proverb from about the 11th century, where the Islamic scholars said, look, if you want to take a dunce, an intellectual doofus, and turn him into a powerhouse of writing books and scholar and all this, because, you know, Baghdad and Cordoba, that was the intellectual kingdom for 700 years. He said, just have him chew on a little bit of hashish. A little bit. Like the tip of your finger, less. They took a little nip. And my point is that the crude raw extract is effective for neural regeneration, for creativity, for mental function because of the BCT, the terpene, the big terpene. Everything's become a drug model. Semi-synthesized, isolated, standardized, stupid. I'm sorry to say. Just leave it the way God made it as much as you can and you'll get the results. You know, Galilee and Hanus in the Israeli study showed that if you take cannabis, or hemp actually, and you refine it and make CBD, it fails to work for pain after a period of time. But if you just give the CO2 extract, it continuously works over time. I don't know what to tell you.
You write about it in the Hemp Oil Miracle. The Hemp Oil Miracle, which is available on your website as well. I'm fascinated by the same failure.
They're putting 1,500 milligrams of isolated CBD. That's just going to overload the receptors, and you're just going to fail to get long-term benefits. That's just what it is.
So is there any culture that you have studied that has not used this plant? It just seems
well,
like
all the Middle
when
Eastern
we go back,
cultures, all yeah. of the Middle Eastern cultures, some South America, but Middle Eastern, huge. Over the time, in the going into Mongolia and China, into India. So Southeast Asia up through, all the way through Lebanon and Egypt, those have all been users over time. Later on, they started to smoke it in water pipes. Later on, they started to smoke too much.
And someone has said that this CBD has been the antidote for people that smoke too much. Is that true? Oh, we lost Dr. Cass. Okay. Well, we will try and get him back. But again, his history is just absolutely spectacular. And the book is available wherever you get your books, but his website is the cheapest. And he gives you all of the information. And they do put the oregano oil in the product. And it's really a great opportunity for all of us to become a little more aware of the use of botanicals and the ancient use of them, because Dr. Cass always, Ingram always talks about the power of wild nature. You know, you can get real power for your health, but only if it comes from wild plants and raw extracts, and that's been his philosophy. Same for the multiple spice extracts. And he, as a doctor, as a physician, he's been doing and talking about this for a long time. And it's about the power of the whole food. And he said hemp has been relied upon as both food and medicine since the beginning of history. Since the beginning of history. I mean, he was just sharing. Unfortunately, we lost his feed. But we know when we go back in time and we're starting to see that there's something about plant medicines that really can benefit so many of us in society. And it's a fascinating history and story when you look back at plant medicine. And cannabis, the plant, has been used for thousands of years. This is not a new plant. This is not something that hippies put together and started to grow. I mean, this is the history behind it is really the fascinating piece of all of it. And Dr. Ingram really gets into it with his book, The Hemp Oil Miracle. And he says it can make you well in a powerful way. Check out his book at CassIngram.com and you will find out more about it. And you can Google hempanol. I think it's oreganol.com is the website for them. And it's a great, great product, great series of products. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We will be back in just a moment. This is Cannabis Talk. I'm Frankie Boyer. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
Look up.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110. If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Talk. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey. Joining us now is Colin and Colin Ratchett. And Colin is an engineer and has a fascinating twist about what's really a mechanical engineer and an inventor, U.S. Navy veteran. And you are working on some animation that is truly going to revolutionize the cannabis and hemp industries. And welcome to the program, Colin.
Well, thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you this morning.
Tell us a little bit about what you have created, because it's hard for all of us to understand, you know, automation and what's happening in the industry. So do explain to us what the
sure.
need is going to be and how you came about it.
Well, that's a great question. It's like every other industry. It started to grow so fast that, you know, the need for automation and higher productivity and throughput has forced, forced companies to look for opportunities to make things better, faster, and more consistent. And, you know, that's what we look at. We look at the opportunities within the industry to provide solutions for harvesting specifically is where we focus. But if you look at any other, you know, crop, the harvesting of soybeans or any other food crop, that's well established and well understood, and all those mechanisms already exist. Well, for cannabis, there just isn't that kind of automation because cannabis doesn't have the same. It's not like any of the other crops that we grow. The flower is actually the fruit that's harvested, and so it's really delicate. So there's a whole different approach that needs to be taken when you're looking at cannabis. And our company looks at cannabis as what it is, and then we approach the automation portion, treating it with that same kind of gentle methodology that it needs to have in order to be a viable product.
So when did you realize that this automation needed to happen? Tell us what you named the company.
So we're Green Bros, Green and B-R-O-Z, and that's the automation. I mean, it was a need way back, you know, forever since it's been grown in California. There's been kind of little pieces of equipment built here and there to help farmers back in the days when it was a black market product. So there was a need that existed, but when we started in 2012, that was with the AB 215, the 215 and the 420 bills in California, which kind of opened the door to a broader, more visible legal market. It's at that time when farmers started to see that there was other, they could reach out into other industries and look for help to do the things that they were doing. And we saw that hole, and that's where I jumped into. Developed a dry sifting machine and then a trimming machine. And our trimming machine has basically been our flagship machine since the inception of the company. And that's what really built our brand and reputation, because we were able to make a machine that did the work of all the hand trimming that used to go on. People used to trim cannabis by hand, and it used to cost like $200 a pound to trim it. And now, we make a machine that'll trim 12, 15 pounds in an hour. So, there's obviously, and it gives you the same quality. So there's obviously big savings there. And that's what kind of kicked off the whole thing, was that big bottleneck for the industry was the trimming portion. And then we've kind of moved into every other part of the industry, of the process. So we do sorting, we do trimming, we have conveyors that are specifically designed for cannabis. We do grinding. So we have all these other products that are built around the needs that are becoming apparent. You know, as soon as you solve one, another one pops up. So it's great.
Yeah.
It's a great place to be.
So how you've been doing this for how long? And obviously, if you're a dispensary, I mean, this is what we talked about years ago when we first came on air, talking about the opportunities in this industry and how they just continue to evolve and how it's a windfall for the economy. I have to ask you. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, please. Finish your thought.
Well, I just have to ask you that we're hearing, because of the amount of hemp and CBD products that are in the market today, and everyone fighting for their piece of the dollar, that it is impacting. And I just read yesterday that there are farmers now in Kentucky and a couple of companies that have just gone bankrupt. And I was shocked to hear that, but there's just so much out there now. How do you see it unfolding as a businessman and as someone who has brought this invention to life?
That's you know, it's really interesting how this happened. I mean, basically 1 year ago, the Farm Bill completely changed the landscape.
Yes.
Completely changed the landscape. It's stunning what happened to hemp. And our products, you know, work for both cannabis and hemp. But, you know, the more pressure that a market like that feels, and what happened was, I mean, a ton of people went, oh, wow, there's a lot of money to be made here. And they planted a whole lot of hemp without necessarily having the marketplace for it. And there's a lot of people who want it. There's a lot of big companies, Fortune 500 companies, who are putting the CBD into their products. And so there is a huge, huge demand for CBD and those kind of things, but it just hasn't been fully matured. A lot of that demand is anticipated demand, and we'll see as the market kind of balances. But it's really amazing to see the company or individuals put that much energy into a single crop in 1 year. Like this year, for the first time, I had companies calling and saying, hey, we need to, you know, set up a processing facility. We've got to do this. We've got 1,000 acres or 600 acres or even 100 acres. And I'm like, you know, that's a lot of product. I mean, that's a lot of tons of product. And they're betting on a marketplace that just isn't mature yet. In the next 3 to 5 years, as the CBD market really expands, I imagine that a lot of these companies are going to do well. But like everything else, like every rush, you know, a lot of people get in. Maybe they weren't quite prepared. You know, maybe they over-anticipated the market, you know, and so there's a balancing, right, as it kind of grows and then teeters and then grows again. There's a balancing in that place. But for us, as an equipment company, it's all opportunity, because those companies all need automation in order to keep production high and costs reasonable, you know.
So, Cullen, what states are you in right now? Are you just in California, or are you national, or where are you located?
We're presently located. The company is in Vegas. We moved out to Las Vegas from California last year, that's where our headquarters is. But we're an international company. We sell to 15 countries right now. And we're really strong in Canada and, of course, the United States, throughout the whole United States.
That's amazing. How has your life changed?
well, I work a lot more than I thought I ever would. But it's exciting. It's been the most exciting time of my life. We grow every 6 months. We basically double in our size, and we've gone from my garage in 2012 to, you know, 50,000 square feet now in Las Vegas, with several million dollars worth of fabrication equipment. And, you know, we're still under 50 employees, and it's just growing. It's crazy. For me, I went from being an inventor, you know, and a guy trying to figure out how to make stuff, to a business owner, manager, CEO, who is trying to figure out how to grow a company. So that's how my life changed. It went from being...
I love this story. Yeah, this is a great story, Colin. Thanks so much. Give us the website and how people can find out more about the future of cannabis and global cannabis and all of those good things.
Sure. So our website is www.greenbroz.com. You'll find all of our equipment there. There's a lot of information there. You'll find videos about the industry. And
we'll be right back. Thank you so much, Colin. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey. We'll be right back.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back. Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Joining us today is Robert Mitchell. He's the founder and president of the Hen Consortium. And I'm loving all of the things that the Hemp Consortium have been doing, some very exciting things. And Bob, welcome back. But tell us again, you just got back from Europe, but tell us a little bit about what this group has put together and what you're trying to do, because it's very exciting.
Okay, Frankie, can you hear me? I'm traveling through Kansas, and I'm in my car, so I can't hear you too well. I'm hoping that you can hear me on your end.
Yeah, we hear you fine. Yep, you're good, Bob.
Okay, well, Frankie, like I said, I just got back last week from a long trip in Europe, looking to put together some strategic partnerships with some of the industry leaders to build the industry here in the States. So we're putting together a fully integrated company that can design, manufacture, develop, and market fiber products here in the United States.
Fiber products using hemp, and you're doing mediation or planting hemp to clean up the soil, and you've been doing all of these exciting things that people would never even think of, and this is another side to the hemp industry that we don't even talk about.
Yeah, no, phytoremediation is something that you don't hear really much about, but like we spoke on the last show, they've been planting cannabis all around Chernobyl for 20 years. They're planting it in Fukushima to clean up the radiation spill, you know, the radioactive soil there. So, and they're doing some big projects in Italy on contaminated lead sites in Italy. So it's been going on for some time, and you're going to start hearing more about this in the States, especially with our project in Oklahoma at Tar Creek.
That's very exciting. And when you went to Europe, you were meeting with some premier equipment manufacturers. Explain to us what you're trying to get done.
Well, Frankie, I believe the way to really roll this out here in the States is that we need to manufacture the equipment in the States. So we're talking with the industry leaders to license equipment so that we can have a completely vertically integrated company. We can, you call the Hemp Consortium, and we can handle everything from planting the seed, educating the farmers, bringing in harvesting equipment, processing, bringing funding to the table, and ultimately manufacturing the equipment. I had a great conversation a few days ago with Levi Strauss. Levi's are going to start to bring back hemp in their jeans, with their old original 501 jeans. So hemp is definitely a global phenomenon, and the Hemp Consortium is positioning ourselves to be a leader. I'm traveling with my executive vice president, Warren Byler, and we're on our way to a meeting and visiting one of our six projects that we have on the table right now.
Bob, let me ask you a question. This is so fascinating about Levi's. Did they at one time have hemp in their jeans, the fiber?
Oh, yeah, Frankie. Yeah, if you look at the original, you know, look at the logo on the back of the jeans on the patch. The two donkeys that are tearing the jeans apart, them original jeans were made from hemp.
That's amazing. I didn't know that. I had not a clue.
Yeah.
How fascinating. And they're putting it back, they're thinking of putting it back into their genes?
Yeah, they made a commitment. They're in research stages right now, but they've made a commitment to retool their machine to spin hemp into fibers again so they can make textiles and clothing.
That is so cool. That is very, very exciting news, and you're getting it right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Very exciting, Bob. Bob, your mission is, you know, you're talking about a product that has the breadth and the width, economically, socially, financially. I mean, we're talking about a product that really goes through all of the different elements in life. It's a win-win.
Yeah, it's a great time to be in the hemp industry, and it's I wake up with pride every morning with what we're doing, and I think 50 years from now they're going to write stories about what we did during this time. It's a very important time in our country and in the world for what we're doing with these new bringing back environmentally sound products that are not only biodegradable but even disposable. So. It's exciting to be a part of this industry.
You know, years ago, we saw more hemp stores than we do today, and I just wish that the fiber piece of it would come back. And we know, because you just came back from Europe, they have been using hemp instead of fiberglass. They've been using hemp with cement. I don't think we realize how sustainable and how strong hemp really is.
Yeah, one of our business plans is as we develop processing facilities, we'll also have on-site manufacturing facilities to fabricate hempcrete homes that will be just like the prefab homes you see today. They'll be prefab, but they'll be made from hempcrete.
And you're doing this all in the middle of where you live, which is in Oklahoma, in Tulsa. Who would have ever thought that Tulsa would be the epicenter of the industrial hemp revolution?
Well, I'll tell you this, Frankie. The hemp consortium is working really hard with state and local government. We've got the Oklahoma Commerce Department, the Kansas Commerce Department, really excited about the projects they were bringing into the states. Working in Minnesota, working in North Dakota. Got some projects coming up, hopefully, in Nebraska. So, the Midwest states, the breadbasket, we're getting ready to really open up this industry.
And to think, Bob, that this all began when you were a young boy and read The Emperor's The Emperor Wears No Clothes by Jack Heer.
Yeah, I carry that. I call it my Bible. It's in the back seat of the car now with me now. I keep it with me everywhere I go. It definitely inspired me. I would say probably 1991. I read the book, Emperor Wears No Clothes, and I just knew then that I wanted to build the infrastructure to be a part of this industrial hemp revolution. It's taken a lot longer than I thought, Frankie, but hey, here we are, and it's an exciting time.
It has taken longer. We're just now starting to hear some news, Bob, about the overproduction. So next time I have you on, we will get into that. Thank you so much. Best of luck. TheHempConsortium.com is the website. We got to run. Thank you all. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening, and as always, smile.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.